and welcome back to Over Coffee. It's a gorgeous day. It's great to have you with me today. And we're talking about the future. Author C.C. Chapman describes his new book, Amazing Things Will Happen, as not only a real-world guide to success and happiness, but as he plans his future, he describes his books as sharing of the advice, lessons, and mentorship he himself has received. C.C. has a highly successful career doing what he loves. He's a professional content creator, a speaker, and a social media and IT consultant. And if you're working towards the day when your full-time job is something you really love to do, the concepts in his book were written with you in mind. We looked together at several of the principles C.C. discusses in Amazing Things Will Happen. What is the concept of hallway magic that you discuss in Amazing Things Will Happen?
Yes, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you never know the person you're talking to, standing next to, or walking past on the street, who they might be. And I have this concept of hallway magic that I first really discovered at this big conference called South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where you can just stand in a hallway and you start crossing paths with people, or you bump into somebody, and you never know where that's going to lead. And I've had some pretty amazing experiences where someone I met in line to buy a coffee or sat next to in a conference, you know, turns out, you know, we have similar friends or similar interests, and years down the road we might do something together business-wise or cross paths again personally. And it's one of those things that I don't think enough people just say hi to strangers. And, you know, that's where every friendship begins, right? I mean, every friendship begins with two strangers. And hallway magic, you just never know where it's going to happen. But, you know, in today's social media world, people don't go out as often as they used to. They're, you know, they're comforted in knowing people online, and that's great, and I love it, but I think getting out and actually seeing people and meeting new people is such an important part of life in general. And when hallway magic happens, it's absolutely beautiful, and it happens every day. Sometimes you don't realize it.
I love that concept. I also like small town mentality. What is that for you?
Yeah, so I grew up in small town New Hampshire, headed there this weekend. I can't wait. I haven't been home in a little while. And it's one of those approaches to life where, like, I see people on the street, no matter where I travel the world, I say good morning, I say hello, and it's just the way I was raised. It's just, you know, it's just a greeting. It's nothing more. I'm just saying hi. But at the same time, I remember, you know, I walked to the bank, and I knew Peggy behind the counter, and Bob was at the post office, you know, and the barber, and I knew all these people by name. And I think when you have that mentality and that approach to life, no matter where you live, even if you live in the massive city, it makes life more enjoyable, and people appreciate that. People like to connect with other people, and I try to always, you know, help a neighbor out. Same thing from a small town. It's the way I was raised. It's in my DNA, and I think life is a lot more fun when you live it that way.
That seems to be at the core of Amazing Things Will Happen, is have fun because we only get this one time.
Yeah, I mean, we do. I mean, life is so, so short, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's this weird thing where every day I worry, you know, I try not to worry, but, you know, it's like, today could be my last day. Who knows? So, you know, putting stuff off till tomorrow and not actually, and that's a core part of the book, too, is that I want people to enjoy their lives. People, you know, you hear the age-old thing about, you know, nobody asks for more work hours on their deathbed, and it's true. But I see people, I understand, you have to hustle, you have to work, but I'll also just sit down on the couch and cuddle with my wife or be goofy with my kids for an hour. I don't think enough people do that. You've got to enjoy it while we're here, because we've all got the same number of hours in the day, but we have no idea what our last hour is. So you've got to enjoy it.
It's absolutely true. And with social media today, you could work 24/7 and still not do everything there is to do.
Oh, easily, yeah. And if you're an entrepreneur of any sort, if you are your business, you know, every minute that you're not working is a minute that you could be losing money, or not losing, but not making money, or not, you know, an opportunity. But life is not only about the paycheck and only about the work. If it is, I mean, if that's the way you want to live your life, then, you know, I guess all the more power to you. But I want to have some fun while I'm here, too.
Absolutely. However, with that said, there are some goals that people may want to achieve, like you going to Bentley University and didn't have the money. Back when you and I were going to college, we could do that. We could work multiple jobs and get someplace we wanted. What do you say to people today who may want to go to a college and don't quite have the money when it's a challenge to actually get a job?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because right now, I mean, the economy is, you know, it is. It's sort of getting better, but it's still getting kicked down. I honestly think if money is the only obstacle, I do think there's always a way to find it. Because let's face it, you know, I've always said, you know, even today, if all of a sudden I couldn't make any money, I could go find a job. It may be a horrible 9-to-5 or, you know, or behind, you know, something way below my quote-unquote pay grade, but I could find a job. And there's lots of jobs, it's just a matter of if it's enough money for you or whatnot. And I think, you know, like in my situation, when I going to Bentley, I mean, I had no way I could go there. And being an idiot, I charged my way through college, even though I was still working two jobs. I did. I mean, I came out of college with massive credit card debt because I wanted to go to that school. And, you know, we paid it off eventually. It wasn't an easy thing. It took a lot of sacrifice to make it work, but it was something that I truly wanted. And I think if you want it bad enough and you have a tangible, you know, I want to do this, you can make it work. You know, there's always a way. Just the trick is finding it. I wish there was a magic answer to that, but there's not.
Yes, and that's good that we said that as well, I think, and good that people know, you know, we're looking at things realistically here. With that in mind, you also talk about moving on and knowing when it's time to, as opposed to just giving up. What's the difference between I quit and I'll never know how it turned out, or this really is not working, I have to move on?
Yeah, it's one of those things where you have to do a little soul searching when you realize, you know, this isn't working out, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship. You know, I think in any situation, you have to try first. The minute you start going, ugh, I don't know about this, you've got to work to fix it first and foremost. I've seen too many people give up too early and quit early without actually trying. And I think, you know, if you put in the try and you really work hard to try to make it better and it's still not what you need, then you need to realize that, you know what, this might be the time to quit. And I've seen way too many people stay in a job too long, stay in a relationship way too long. That one happens all the time. And it's like, listen, you're unhappy. It's not helping your employer or your partner, whichever case you're talking about. Just face the facts and move on. And yes, it's going to be painful. Yes, it's going to hurt. But in the long run, you're going to look back and go, wow, that was a really good decision. And there hasn't been, you know, I'm lucky that looking back that, you know, in all the cases where I have quit or left something, it's been the right decision in the long term. And it's never easy because there's always repercussions, always. So it's never an easy decision.